Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore Dare to Lead, New Version by Brené Brown. This insightful book is a beacon for those striving to transform their leadership skills by embracing vulnerability and courage in the workplace. Brené Brown, a respected research professor at the University of Houston and an author with a New York Times bestseller under her belt, delves into how leaders can foster an environment of openness and innovation. Using her extensive research and personal experiences as a leadership coach, Brown provides actionable strategies for overcoming fear of failure and leading with empathy and confidence. Dare to Lead, New Version is a must-read for business psychology enthusiasts eager to gain new perspectives, leaders who aspire to connect more effectively with their teams, and individuals looking to bolster their courage at work. Join us as we unpack how to become a fearless and transformative leader in today's competitive landscape. Dare to Lead, New Version, Brave Work, Tough Conversations, Whole Hearts, Introduction. Discover the courageous heart of leadership. In every corner of the globe, whether it's in bustling office spaces of Tokyo or quiet startup hubs in Silicon Valley, leaders are constantly grappling with a crucial challenge. How can they lead better? Many might assume that the essence of leadership lies in authority or managerial titles. However, true leadership goes much deeper, rooted not in power, but in vulnerability and courage. In today's discussion, we'll unwrap the concept of vulnerability and explore its practical application in the everyday life of a leader. Imagine setting aside a dedicated slot on your busy calendar labeled Time to be Vulnerable. What would that look like? It's about more than just admitting weaknesses. It's about embracing openness and using it as a strength. Moreover, the core of your leadership should be your values. Knowing and holding on to your values isn't just a practice, it's a necessity. Every decision made, every action taken, should emanate from these deeply held beliefs. Today, we'll dive into how identifying and understanding your values can transform your approach to leadership, pushing you to not only lead with authority, but with authenticity and conviction. Join me as we discover how the bravest leaders are those who dare to be vulnerable, speak their truth, and steadfastly adhere to their values, inspiring not just efficiency, but loyalty and innovation amongst their teams. Part 1. Redefine vulnerability to unlock transformative leadership. Consider this profound query. What situations evoke a sense of vulnerability in you? It's a common misconception to equate vulnerability with inadequacy or weakness. Many fear that by admitting their uncertainties or gaps in knowledge, they may appear incompetent or unprepared. As a defense mechanism, leaders often don protective emotional armor, building walls not just between themselves and their team, but also between facing challenges head-on and achieving genuine connection and understanding. Yet, embracing vulnerability is far from a sign of weakness. It's a powerful catalyst for growth. It's what distinguishes an average leader from an outstanding one. Herein lies a pivotal insight. Displaying vulnerability is a courageous act. This journey involves transparently expressing your thoughts and maintaining honesty with both yourself and those you lead. The Latin root of the word courage is cor, meaning heart, which historically suggested to speak one's mind by telling all of one's heart. Viewing vulnerability as a strength rather than a handicap is transformational. It serves as the bedrock of human innovation and creativity, pushing you to embrace failures as stepping stones. More often than not, it's the repeated trials and errors that guide your team towards breakthrough aha moments, propelling everyone towards collective success. Part 2. Creating space for heart-to-heart conversations in leadership. True leadership involves setting aside moments to engage genuinely with your team, a practice that is paramount for fostering an environment of trust and open communication. Consider the constructive power of heart-to-heart conversations, where both giving and receiving honest feedback become a cornerstone for growth. Reflecting on Brené Brown's experiences, she encountered a pivotal moment during the nascent stages of her company. When her team approached her with a desire to discuss the challenges they were facing, Brené, embracing her role as a courageous leader, welcomed this opportunity. She learned they were overwhelmed by her tendency to set ambitious deadlines, an approach that was inadvertently setting them up for stress and failure. Hearing these honest criticisms was tough, but it was also enlightening. Brené understood that clear communication is an act of kindness because it lays the foundation for genuine improvement and growth, not just in the workplace, but in personal spheres as well. Yet, the reality remains that the majority shy away from such transparency. Many of us prefer to sidestep honesty to avoid discomfort or confrontation, thinking it's kinder or easier. But what is the ultimate cost of dodging these tough conversations? Without addressing issues openly, they tend to grow, turning into insurmountable problems that can either crush us or force us to retreat altogether. Learning from Brené's example, consider implementing regular check-ins, be it weekly or bi-weekly, with your team. These sessions are vital for team members to voice concerns and challenges freely, fostering a problem-solving mindset. When faced with issues, the first step is to engage curiously. Ask probing questions like, "Can you tell me more about this issue?" Or, "I'd like to understand how this situation affects you." If you're feeling uncomfortable, it often means you're on the right path. Remember the 8-second rule. Initial discomfort during these conversations usually fades after a few moments, making way for more productive dialogue. It's crucial to show that you're open to finding solutions, not just quick fixes. Explain that you need time to thoroughly understand the problem and offer to revisit the discussion with potential solutions. This approach not only builds trust, but also demonstrates your commitment to genuinely addressing and resolving issues, rather than merely dismissing them. Cultivating this type of dialogue is essential for any leader aspiring to create a transparent, innovative, and resilient team environment. Part 3: Fostering openness and accountability in meetings through permission slips. An innovative approach to cultivating a culture of vulnerability and open communication in your organization is to integrate the concept of permission slips into your meetings. This tactic provides a structured opportunity for each team member to introspect and set personal intentions before discussions begin, thereby promoting a shared environment of honesty and empathy. Here's how it works. As the meeting starts, distribute post-it notes to all attendees. Encourage everyone to write down a specific emotion or action they grant themselves permission to embrace during the meeting. This could range from expressing uncertainty to showing excitement or even frustration. Whether used privately or shared openly, permission slips serve as a powerful tool to align personal emotions and expectations with group dynamics. Employing permission slips not only sets a positive, reflective tone for the meeting, but also helps reinforce a culture where personal feelings and professional interactions coexist respectfully. For instance, if a team member noted on their slip that they allow themselves to feel frustration, follow up with them after the meeting. Ask about their experience and discuss how they manage that emotion in a constructive way. Similarly, if someone records a goal like taking more time to respond to questions but ends up hurriedly answering, this observation provides a perfect moment for supportive intervention. You can gently remind them of their intention, suggesting, "It seems like you wanted to take more time before responding. Would you like to revisit that thought towards the end of our discussion?" By embracing permission slips in your meetings, you not only encourage individual authenticity, but also enhance collective accountability, reinforcing the bridges between personal well-being and professional efficacy. This practice not only deepens mutual understanding within the team, but also solidifies a foundation of trust and genuine interaction that can significantly bolster organizational culture. Part 4. Transforming uncertainty into clarity. The power of addressing knowledge gaps in meetings. In any organization, the human element cannot be understated. People inherently seek narratives to simplify and understand their roles and the world around them. This is evident in how teams internalize stories to make sense of their work environments. However, the complexity of human nature means we prefer these stories to have clarity, with defined characters and outcomes. But what happens when there's missing information? When elements of the narrative are unclear, it can lead to discomfort and misinterpretations. Humans excel at filling information void the only way we know how, by creating stories that fit the gaps but aren't necessarily true. This can lead to what is termed as bad storytelling in business contexts, where inaccurate or incomplete stories shape perceptions and decisions detrimentally. This is especially significant if you're leading a team or an organization. The absence of clear, truthful storytelling can prompt team members to create their own narratives, potentially leading to conflicts and misunderstandings that harm organizational cohesiveness and effectiveness. Addressing these gaps is crucial. As elaborated by the writer Anne Lamott, the initial version of these narratives can be thought of as the shitty first draft, SFD. It's a natural but unrefined response filled with personal biases and fears, driven by the lack of information. To mitigate the impact of SFDs, it's vital for leaders to foster a culture of transparency. Being open with your team not only takes courage, but also builds trust. Showing you're committed to truthfulness and inclusivity in organizational storytelling. Implementing structured check-ins focused on these raw drafts can be an effective strategy. For example, after a significant meeting or during a challenging period, schedule a session where team members can share their initial interpretations and feelings openly. You could encourage them to use prompts such as, "What I'm observing at work is," "The story I'm telling myself around this is making me feel," "This is making me act." This practice allows each team member to surface their personal shitty first drafts, inviting opportunities to address them constructively. For instance, suppose a team member feels overlooked after submitting a proposal without feedback. A simple acknowledgement and a scheduled discussion can alleviate concerns and refocus energies productively. Moreover, these sessions can also reveal personal circumstances affecting work performance, further allowing for empathy and support within the team. Imagine a scenario where a team member realizes that external pressures like family health have delayed your response. This opens the door to supportive interactions, enhancing team solidarity. By regularly engaging in these narrative explorations and adjusting stories towards accuracy and shared understanding, leaders can lead their teams away from the precariousness of SFDs towards a more transparent and supportive company culture. This not only clarifies the present, but also paves the way for a healthier organizational future. Part 5. Clarify your core values to navigate decisions with confidence. Consider your values as your guiding stars, the principles that navigate your decisions and actions, especially in challenging times. For leaders, these values are not just nice-to-have traits. They are essentials that support resilience and determination when facing adversity. In her extensive research, Brené Brown discovered that the most effective and courageous leaders are those who have a clear understanding of their core values. These leaders consistently use these values as beacons to guide them through trying periods, standing firm even in the toughest moments. As you reflect on your own leadership journey, ask yourself, "What are my fundamental values?" Initially, you might identify a broad list reflective of various aspirations and ideals. However, the key is to distill this list to the two values that most authentically define and drive you. Why limit to just two? Brené found through her interviews with numerous global executives that while many could enumerate a multitude of values, the leaders who were truly able to embody vulnerability and courage managed to concentrate on just a couple of key values. This focus allows for practical application. Too many values can dilute intention and create a sprawling direction that lacks impact. By narrowing your values down to two core principles, you ensure they are not just abstract concepts, but active, guiding forces in your daily decisions and leadership style. Whether it's during moments of success or when you're metaphorically face down in the dirt, these values are what prompt you to stand up and persist. So identify those two paramount values that resonate most deeply with you. Let them guide your actions and decisions, particularly when the going gets tough. This doesn't only provide clarity, but also gives you and your team a clear direction to follow, making your leadership both influential and inspiring. Part 6: Breaking Free from Perfectionism to Embrace Courageous Leadership. From our youngest days, we're taught to shield ourselves from feelings of disappointment, hurt, and inadequacy. Like architects, we construct barriers around our emotions, behaviors, and thinking to shield us from the harsh realities of the world. However, Brené Brown teaches that to truly lead with courage, we must engage directly with our vulnerabilities. One significant hurdle on this path is the relentless pursuit of perfectionism. The journey to exceptional leadership involves discarding perfectionism entirely. This begins by debunking a common myth, the notion that perfectionism is inherently virtuous. You might think of perfectionism as a mark of self-improvement or a drive toward excellence, but at its core, it's really about seeking approval. Many perfectionists grow up in environments that excessively praise achievement. This can lead to a harmful mindset where self-worth is excessively tied to success and flawless execution. This framework can trap individuals in a draining cycle of people-pleasing, performing, and intense competitiveness. In contrast, those with a healthier vision of success focus internally, constantly asking themselves, "How can I improve?" rather than, "What will others think?" Perfectionism also has a sinister side. Studies have linked it to severe issues like addiction, depression, and anxiety. Perfectionists are prone to missing opportunities, experiencing mental stagnation, and avoiding situations where they fear criticism or failing to meet high expectations. For those wishing to lead bravely, it's crucial to shed the protective gear of perfectionism and dive into experiences headfirst. Although this might lead to mistakes, it also opens the door to immense personal growth and the ability to lead authentically and successfully. Discarding the illusion of perfection allows you to engage in healthy competition and strive for genuine excellence, which are essential components of transformative leadership. Final summary. Opening yourself up to vulnerability is not just about exposing your weaknesses, it's about unlocking a reservoir of courage and creativity. When you shed the burdens of perfectionism and the dread of failure, you uncover an inner strength that propels self-improvement and fosters the capacity for pivotal, challenging dialogues with your team. True leadership demands a full spectrum of emotions. By welcoming each one, you equip yourself to lead fearlessly and innovatively. This holistic emotional engagement is the essence of becoming a daring leader, ready to navigate the complexities of the modern workplace with resilience and vision. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.